sometimes you have, normally you have Yisurim for people who have done Averis, Yisurim HaMakata. Sometimes Rimar talks about a concept of Yisurim Shalahava. The person really did the Averis, so the Averis that he did really don't deserve this type of Averis without correspondence. That's Yisurim Shalahava, it's a different concept. Rimar, the last line on Ham and Allah continues on the topic of Yisurim. Tani Tana Kameh de Rav Yechon, Atana recited a brayta in the presence of Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon was an Amora. So how did Tana recite a brayta? The word Tana doesn't mean what we always think of a Tana, a person who lived in the days of Rav Shimon, Rav Akiva, Rav Lazar ben Azariah. A Tana means a person who recites braytas. That's what the word Tana means. So a Tana recites Tani Tana. A Tana means like a Kara. Igmar has an expression. Rav Yosef Karo, not Rav Yosef Karo, the one who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara has an Amor by the name Rav Yosef Karo. He was an expert in Mikra. He knew Tanakh very well. So a Tana means a person who knows how to recite braytas b'al peh. Because it wasn't the big stuff. So someone presented a braytas to Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef followed. Kol ha'isik b'atera v'yir chasadim. The Shulchan is one of a person who learns a lot of Torah. He does acts of chesed to others. And he loses his children, he buries his own children. These can serve as a mechila. If the person did Averis, so the Torah that he learns can accomplish mechila. The Gmil Chasadim that he learns, that he does, will accomplish.
Well,
no. One or the other. No. That form of Yisurim is Mechap Rabbanis.
Oh,
Yisurim is Mechap Rabbanis. Chapsal on this. Amalei Rabbi Yechonam, so Rabbi Yechonam asks this person who had recited the braisa to him, two out of the three he knows.
Yeah.
Vishleim Eterik, Melech Chasron, and Dixri, that's a person, Bechesed, the Emes, Yichub, or Avoyin. We're talking about Mechilas Avoyin, there's without Yisuri. They said a person learns Torah, even though he didn't suffer. So learning Torah can accomplish Yichub, or Avoyin, Kaparas Avoyin. And that's Chesed, the Emes. Chesed, Melech Chasron, Shedemer, right, it's talking about Chesed, Yim, Sachayim, Stoke, and Bechavoyin. So the pasuk says, refers to Gmilas Chatzonim is Chesed. And then is the Torah Shem, and is Kinei, the Al-Tinkar. The pasuk says initially, a person should always learn Torah. Even if he has to spend money for it, that's how the Gemara interprets. You're giving that a lot of charge, the giving of a Divrei Torah. So what if the only way for me to get to learn Torah is by a fellow who's going to charge me money? He's not allowed to charge. So I should say, well, he's doing it out here, I'm not willing to learn. So the Gemara quotes this passage, no, MSKNA. Even if the Rebbe is doing wrong by charging for teaching the Torah, he should still pay the money in order to learn. If I had to pay in order to learn, so then maybe I can charge money later on to finish with this Torah. The only time the Rebbe says you have to teach Torah for nothing is when you yourself got it for nothing. Like the passage that we learned out from, how do you know that you're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah? The passage says that, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, "Re'ei limadati Hashem chukim v'mishpatim, kasher tivani Hashem l'koy." So the pasuk shot in the pasuk is, I taught you what, "Re'ei limadati Hashem chukim v'mishpatim." I taught you over the Torah, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to teach you the Torah. I did exactly as He commanded me. So the Gemara interprets an additional level of interpretation of the pasuk. "Re'ei limadati Hashem chukim v'mishpatim." I taught you the Torah in the same fashion that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it over to me, kasher tivani. Not that I taught it to you in accordance with the Rebbeinu Shlomo's request that I should teach it. He told me to teach, I taught. No, the same way, the same method, the same way. Ma'ani b'china, ma'fata b'china, just like the Rebbeinu Shlomo taught it to me. And he didn't charge me, Sky mean was when I was on high Sinai. So to Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I transmitted the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, I didn't charge them any money. So one could think, perhaps, that since that's the marker for the din that a Rebbe is not allowed to charge when he transmits the Torah, that's only if I got the Torah for nothing. For my Rebbe, I'm not going to transmit it for nothing, but if I had to pay through the nose in order to learn this Torah, my Rebbe did like you did, and I had to pay, so maybe I'm permitted to charge money for the next generation when I have to transmit it. So the pasuk says, no, and it's today, the Al-Tinkar. So the Gemara learns that this pasuk in Mishlei refers to Torah. So Rabbi Yechonah says Mishlei are the first two parts of the Torah, and then he understands that you can have a Mechila Tavainoi without Yisurah. Allah is about Torah, Bura Chasodim, Yichub HaRavai. The chesed the emes yichup arav. Chesed is milch hasadim, and emes is lina hatir. Elokayber as one of minayim. That you single out this form of yisur from all the other forms of yisur. There's so many various forms of yisur, and yisur are all services as a kapara. The Gemara talks about hechem yisurim. The Gemara gives a mashal If a person puts his hand in his pocket and he's looking for change and he gets the wrong change, and he's like he's through him. If a person raises Mechal Shabbos, he's well like you see, but that little Yisurim is not going to help. But if he did a little Aveira, the little amount of Yisurim will be Mechata for that little Aveira. So the Gemara says, even a slight amount of Yisurim counts as a Yisurim for a slight amount of Mechila Tavayim. So what is the time in the bright Chapon, Dafke, Kaiva, as follows?
But he's telling him this, bro. That's a little bit of time, sorry.
Maybe, but still, right, it sounds like if the survivor is one of, when the parents lose their children during their lifetime, that's a special curse. Yeah. That's a special curse. It says, when Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, it says, the Yosef Yoshis Yodav Aleinecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov a bracha, Yosef will bury you. What kind of a bracha? So the Rashbam writes in Yosef, that's a bracha. That's the parents die in the lifetime of their children. Not that the Bashan came above, you should drop dead. Your children should all outlive you. You shouldn't bury any of your children during your lifetime. Now, Avanus a klola. We have a mock in a pasuk anywhere that this is a special form of Yisurim, more so than other forms. Every form of Yisurim is in the chaper of it. Small Yisurim is chaper small of it. Big Yisurim is chaper big of it.
Isn't this something like a handsome, like a lily that you lose the children? So that's like it would be a punishment rather than.
Well, that's Mechamper Ovel Ophanim. Sorry, that's not a punishment that a person sits on a step. But this is a form of Yisur. He wants to know, why did he have on Dafki this form of Yisur? He says, because there's a mocker and they're not supposed to that. But the Echim is the Tana, what's the mocker? Tana Le Ahu Tzach and Mishum Hamshim Baikwari. So someone said over to Rabbi Echim in the name of Mishum Hamshim Baikwari, Ati Ovoin Ovoin, we have a clear Yisur, Ksif Alcha Bechesed Yamitim Chupar Ovoin, speaks about Mechilas Avayna, so Suhasim and Mishalam Avayim Avayis Elcheik B'neiim. So the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the children because of the Averis of their parents. So if you have a child who died during the lifetime of the parents, we assume that that's also a form of Yisurim for the parents, that's Mechaper Yisur. But because there's a Mocker in the same Pasuk, Chesed B'yemes Yichu Parob, and that Pasuk in Mishlei, Chesed refers to Gilas Chasad, Emes and Chayre, Yichub HaRavon is alluding to a specific form of Yisur, namely losing the children. So that's why the Tana puts the three together. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Goyim Ubanim, Einam Yisurim Sholahavro. He had a number of different types of Yisur. Normally, for 99.99% of the people who suffer, everyone suffers during their lifetime. So anyone who suffers, we assume that a person did have Averus and deserves some suffering, and that will serve as a kaporas over. And for a small percentage, for 1% of 1% of the population, they have Yisurim Shalavo. So Imam was discussing on Amun Aleph what could possibly be Yisurim Shalavo, what not, what has Bishul Torah, what has Bishul Tzila. It was a Machlokes on Amun Aleph. So Rabbi Yehuda makes a statement that these two are such terrible, the Rebbe Shalom will never give a person such terrible Yisurim just because he loved them. Esa Sheyev Hashem Yochit, he'll give him. This is going to be Yisurim Shalava, the Goyim, should have a Nega Tzarat, and God has something to do with the children, the Rebbe Shalom will never give this as a Yisurim Shalava, because it's too much of a suffering. Take the Gemara Kashi, the Gemara is going to talk one by one. That's the statement of the end. First, the Gemara talks on the person. The Goyim Lo, the Yechon says that if a person suffers from Tzarat on his body, that cannot be Yisurim Shalava. No, I'll tell you, but we have a bright that says, whoever has a nega tzaraas, call me sheyesh be'echad mi'arbo. You should say arba. Rashi has the use of arba, not arbo. Maris. Maris negoim halovu. Einem elum is be'ach kapor. Rashi explains, what is arbo maris negoim? In the Chumash it says, seis apachas in baheris. So the Mishnah says, in Mishnah negoim, in Shavuot, that seis in baheris are the two others. Two colors of white. And the word tapaka means a tolda. Tapaka means tugachev. It's something that's related or added on to something else. Like the Pasuk says, Bacheinino el achas mishbokas alavihanu. So the word lisapeach means to add on. So when it says to eight, lisapachat means to eight is a certain color white. Sapachat means a slightly lower color white. And then you have Baharis, and you assume that the word sapachat relates to Baharis as well. So that's what the Mishnah says, that Maris Nibayim is Shtayim Shein Arba, the two of us, and each of has a told. In more days, the Mishnahs happen in the garden, not Kaminis Medina, whether it's a told of this Av or a told of that Av, whether the Mishnah is in that you have a half of a Maris Arash, a negative Arash has to be a minimum size, has to be a grid. If it's less than a grid, it's not Mishnahs. What if you have a half a grid of one color white, half a grid of another color white? So there's a difference of opinion among the Tanoim. It's relevant to figure out exactly what color is the Av, which is which Av, and which is which told, and so on. I'll call upon it, there are four Maris Medina. So the writer says, whoever has a negative tzaraat, ein melem is be'ach kapara. This will serve as mechila sa'oven for that person. So what's the kasha? This is the kasha. So what's the kasha? How can Rabbi Yechanan say that it's not Yisurim shal avo, but the writer says that it's in his be'ach kapara? Question mark. And for the Gemara, why is that kasha? No, fuck yeah. Yisur shel av means that the person didn't do an avera that warrants such an onus. And mizbeach kapara means that fakir, he did an avera. That's exactly the answer. And for the Gemara, mizbeach kapara avu, yisur shel av may have, there's no steer at all. There's brisa that says whoever has a maris negoim, one of the four maris negoim, he's declared a tamei, and he suffers from that. It's a mizbeach kapara means that it's the Yisurim to be makapa on the averus that he did. Yisurim shalav means that he didn't do averus that he should deserve this punishment. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu loves him and wants to give him Moskah, another Makor, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will never give him a Yegah Sarah as a Yisurim shalav. That's the first teretz. Look up, the kash is so shver. The teretz is so obvious. I don't understand. If Mar goes right, the Yivoy same one, if you want, so you can say a different teretz. Very shvel, what was wrong with the first teretz? Mamash emes lamita. I don't know if he wanted to be boy, he's saying if he wants, he can give another teretz. That it depends, hold on, v'holohu. It depends, the person has a negev saraz, does he live in Eretz Yisrael, or does he live in Bavel? What's the difference? There's no bias hamanuga, right, there's saraz batim. Saraz batim, that's only noyeg in Eretz Yisrael. That's the basic information. But the saraz on the person, an adam hamatzorah can be a mitzorah even a chutzlo. The only thing is, what restrictions will he have? The restrictions are that a mitzorah can't eat truma. No, he can't eat truma chutzlos anyway. What the chutzlos is a suma teretz amin. All the chutzlos is talmi mitzorah like a big basic bar. They can't eat truma anyway. What else is the din of a Mitzvah? He's not permitted to eat carbonus. No, he can't eat carbonus outside of Yerushalayim anyway. He can't enter the Beit HaMikdash. No, he's no way near the Beit HaMikdash if he lives in the Chutzlars. Well, they can't enter certain cities in Eretz Yisrael. I hear it on the Kavach Chaim, Eretz Yisrael, they know and have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So Chutzlars, there's no restriction at all. That's what Rashi says. See, Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yechanan says, for those people who live in Eretz Yisrael, Negev Saraz cannot be considered Nisurim Shalahavo. That's the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't love people and give them this just as a game. That's a terrible punishment in Eretz Yisrael. And Chutzlars is not such a terrible punishment. It could be that a Negev Saraz would be Nisurim Shalahavo. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Hechreyach, it must be a punishment for a sin. So Rashi says, why? Because Eretz Yisrael, She'orei Chaimo, Orei Chaimo means Ayoreth. Amakov is Chaimah, Mikudasha is Boh. From all the Eretz Yisrael, those cities that have a Chaimah from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Hainu. Or Mitzaratam Shiluach Chutzalahem. And Mitzarat is not permitted to enter any of the Ayaras Amakov is Chaimah. So he's so restricted, you cannot consider that any Yisur Mishalav. But the Bavel, if you live in Chutzalahem, Shein Turim Shiluach, absolutely no restrictions whatsoever. So the person is a Mitzvah and Bavel has no restrictions. He can go wherever he wants, he can eat wherever he wants. Whatever he can't eat, the other people can't eat either. What? He can't eat Truma. No one else in the Chutzpah can eat Truma either. He can't eat Karbonis. No one else can eat Karbonis either. He has absolutely no restrictions. And then, so I have to say, that it's Yisurim Shalav. Hey, Mizbeach Kapara and Yisurim Shalav. Yeah, that was the Gemara's Kashas. The Gemara was assuming...
Maybe the Chutzpah is
Right, that was the assumption of the Makshim. But then the first parish was L'chor is so obvious that it's not. We know that Yisurim on Mizeh Kapor. Mizeh Kapor is the person did an Aver. They bring the Gemara, they get the forgiveness. Yeah, the Gemara equated it. The Gemara, the Kashi equated it. But then the Gemara, the first parish said that they're not to be equated. I just don't understand. Straight Pasuk. That's the end. Isn't it so obvious that they're not to be equated? I don't understand. Somehow the Gemara thought that the Rashi just saying over the Gemara. Somehow the Gemara thought.
Doesn't the Gemara say something that gets the mouth
of
the
Gemara? Sure. No. Most people who get Saraz, we can attribute it to Lashon Hara. But the Shaila is, will the Rebbeinu Shlomo ever give a Negah Saraz not because of the Aveir of Lashon Hara? Will he ever give this as a Yisurim Shalava? That's the question. So there's a spirit. Rabbi Yechon says never. It's such a terrible suffering, that's never given as Yisurim Shalom. And it writes, the Gemara quotes the price, and it says, so often implies Fakir. First, he says, doesn't apply anything. And then the Gemara says, no, maybe it depends where you live. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're so restricted, so the Negev Tzaraas is really a punishment, that must be a punishment for an Aver. But if you live in Chutzlo, that's a slight little discomfort, so people won't invite you over from Lava Mouth. It's catching a disease. They won't be so friendly with it.
The first of us wasn't with words, with Miriam and stuff.
It's not a mitzvah doing words, but a mitzvah is not permitted to enter any of the Yoris HaMakobos Kodesh. The Gemara points out, the Sifrei points out on the Pasuk in Parshas, where is it? Nosson, I think. That there are Gimel Machnos, there are three Machnos. One is Machna Shechina, that's the actual Beit HaMikdash itself, the Azorah. The Ezes Noshim is not included, only the Azorah where Yishev Karbonis. And then you have Harabayis, that's Machna Leviyah, Kehege Machna Leviyah in Midma. And then you have Machna Yisrael, that's the whole city of Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk says that there are three different levels of Tumah, the three different levels of Tumah are required to leave the three different levels of Machna. As far as the Machna Shechina, the Azor, we actually chef the Karbonis and eat because you caught Shim. No Tommy of any level of Tumah is permitted to enter there. Every Tommy is Mishtaleh. As far as the Harabai, it's only those who have a Tumah Hayotza, all of Migu, for the Tumah is developed within himself. The Haim, Zav, Zavah, Nidhi, Oledis, and Masura. Those five people. Zav, Zavah, Nidhi, Oledis, and Masura. And as far as Yerushalayim is concerned, or sorry, Ayos HaMakabes Chaimah is concerned, the rest of the cities in Yerushalayim will have a Chaimah in the days of Yishuv Ben-Nun, then the only one is Mishtaleach is a Mitzvah. There's a question whether Yerushalayim and the other Ayos HaMakabes Chaimah have exactly the same status or not. Let's say if a Mitzvah enters into Yerushalayim, he gets Malkus, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yavoy Otech HaMachaneh. If an other Tommy walks into the Har HaBayis, let's say Azav Zavo, Nidhi Allah walks into the Harabai. So anybody who's coming walks into the Azorah. So if they walk in the tomb and you gave them Hasrut, they'll get Malchus because it says, Lo Yavo El Terech HaMachana. So the question is, if a Mesoira enters Yerushalayim, he's in violation of the Pasuk, Lo Yavo El Terech HaMachana, because Yerushalayim has the Kedushas Machne Yisrael. What if a Mesoira enters into one of the other Ayaris HaMakabos Chaimah? Can you really call all the Ayaris HaMakabos Chaimah in Eretz Yisrael Machana? The word Machana applies, they all have the status of Machana Yisrael, or maybe I should say no. It says, Yishach, I learned out from a project that there's a mitzvah shiluach. A marga from a ribu in the pasuk that the din of shiluach, the tzera min ha-machana is not limited to Yerushalayim, which had the tzushas, Machana Yisrael, it even applies to all our Yerush HaMukhav HaKadim. But to say that it's really called a Machana Yisrael, that if a mitzvah will lend, they'll have to get mounted, I'll take Kachna. So that's the big machalikis from the Rishayim. The Rambam says that only Yerushalayim is called Machna. And the other Ayaris HaMakabos Chaimah don't yet have the level of Machna Yisrael. So that's the law with it. Is it in Shiluach? Is it for Shiluach? The Mitzvah is not allowed to enter, and if he's there, you have to send him out. But if he walked in the maze, he wouldn't get Malkus. And the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on Kalim, writes that he thinks the other Rishayim are right against the Rambam. That all the Ayaris HaMakabos Chaimah, Rosh Hashanah, have the exact same status as Yerushalayim. They all have the din of Machna. They all have the exact same status as Machna. That's the Shaila here in the Gemara. The Tosfos says to Rashi, how can Rashi say, Rabbi Yechonon lived, Rabbi Yechonon was the first generation of Amorah, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rabbi Yudah Nasi lived years after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. The second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed according to the history books in the year 70. Rabbi Yudah Nasi died at this in the year 240. and sweating. Something like that. So years after the Korban Bayis Sheni. So was the Yovel Noyeg in the days of Rabbi Yochanan? Was Yovel Noyeg the Gemara to the famous now? Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav, that Yovel is not Noyeg this man has there. What it is, this man has there, the Machlek is there, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tosfos claims that during the period of the Bayis Sheni, Yovel was Noyeg. But the Gemara says that Yovel is no longer Noyeg this man has there, he's after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says, not true. Even during the whole period of the Bayis Sheni, Yovel was also not knowing, because we discussed already, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. So if you wanted to have Yovel knowing, you have to have Kol Yoshveh HaOlam. So Rashi says that it means the majority of the Jewish population is living in Eretz Yisrael. Like, they don't have it today, so they never had it in Bayis Sheni either. And by Vishen they have it. There's only 2.5 Shvatim lived in Eva Yadin, and the other 9.5 Shvatim lived in Eretz Yisrael. So that was the majority of the Jewish population lived in Eretz Yisrael. But during the whole period of the second Beis HaMikdash, the majority of the Jews lived in Chutz La'aretz. The Rashi says the whole thing of Yovel didn't apply because there wasn't a Kol Yoshveh HaOlam. Based on the pasuk that it says, the cross and drop Aretz and the Kol Yoshveh. When it comes to Shnas HaYovel, you should declare liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. That's the pasuk under Liberty Bell. I used to live in Philadelphia. So Liberty Bell has that pasuk. It was paid for by Jews. It was commissioned to be built by Jews for the state of Pennsylvania. And they told the people that made the friends, I think, they told them to put on, or England, Scotland, and they told them to put on this part, if they like that part. Then it was adopted by the colonies as the symbol of freedom for all the colonies. They had an article about this in the Yiddish paper a few years ago, no? And they were celebrating some centennial, and the whole write-up about the Liberty Brothers paper by Jews with the Pasha. In the Yiddish newspaper that has given. So Rashi holds that Kol Yoshveh that means you have to have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Gemara says there in Gittin that there's no Yovel Dizman Hazeh, what does Dizman Hazeh mean? Even the whole Bayis Sheni, there was no Yovel. There was never any Yovel the whole Bayis Sheni. I think Gemara said the Pharisee there was Yovel, there were certain Yovel. Rashi holds only the Rabban. But Menatera, there was no Yovel Menatera. And the Rabban Tam then, the big basis in Gittin, that's why Menatera goes over some and says, Rabban Tam says, it can't be. What, there was only Yovel in the Rabban? What, they make up Yovel? It must be that there was Yovel. And I'll tell you, but the majority of the Jews didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, so Rabban Tam reinterprets that you require a representation of every Shevet. Every Shevet was represented. In the days of when Ezra came back, it says in the book of Ezra, how many thousands of Jews came from every Shevet? So even though the majority of the Jewish population was not in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't have Bias Kulchan, and Bias Kulchan is a different concept than a get the Challah. The Gemara says that the obligation to give Challah Chutzlars is only to the Rabbanah, but in Eretz Yisrael is Menat Torah. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's only by Zrisha. But by Sheni, Challah was only to the Rabbanah, because there was a lack of Bias Kulchan. The Bias Kulchan, same the Rashi, same the Tosis means, the majority of the Jews have entered Eretz Yisrael. So Bias Kulchan there wasn't in by Sheni. The Challah, the whole period of by Sheni was only to the Rabbanah. That's the Gemara says in Subis, in Daf Kosei. But here's the Machlek, is Rashi not in the time where they call Yoshveh Aleha is identical with the concept of Bias Kulchan. No, they're two different sukkim. One is a Pasuk by Yoiv and one is a Pasuk by Challah. The Rashi identifies the two. They're both by Bias Kulchan, not by Kol Yoshveh Aleha. Means the majority of the Jewish population is living in Eretz Yisrael. Since it wasn't, so there was no Yovel in Atari. Yovel was only with the Rabban. Fine. Now, Bias Kulchan says no, that only if, when the Gemara says that Yovel doesn't exist at all, that's after the Korban Bayis Sheni when everybody was sent into Golan. But the whole period of the Bayis Sheni is up to that period of time, Yovel was not even Atari. The Natasis, all the Baal Natasis, he asked Rashi, when did Rabbi Yechanan live? Years after the destruction of the Second Beis HaMikdash, at least 100 years after the destruction of the Second Beis HaMikdash, but at that time, for sure, there was no Yovel. For sure, there was no Menatera. There was no Yovel. And the Gemara says, there is a Gemara in Erechin, this is doesn't quote it, but there is a Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara makes the relationship based on Sukkim to this Masha, Ein HaYovel Noyeg, when you don't have it, the institution of Yovel, so you don't have the din of Eved Ivri, and you don't have the din of Ayoros HaMikavos Kaimah, and a whole list of other things. You don't have a din of Ger Tesho. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Erech, and a whole list of things that don't apply to Masha Ein HaYovel Noyeg. So one of them is, Ayoros HaMikavos Kaimah don't have this special status. So what does Rabbi Yechanan say? What does Rabbi Yechanan say? How does Rashi interpret Rabbi Yechanan? But those who live in Eretz Yisrael suffer from Negev Tzaraas, but they're really suffering. The mom is restricted. They can't go into, they can't enter into any of the Ayoros HaMikavos Kaimah. So they were really suffering. It's not shocking to say that that's Yisurim Shalara. That must be Yisur, for an Aver that the person is. And Bogos, just the sickness, it doesn't really restrict them at all.
But then you can consider even a negasaras as you see them show up. A sickness. In the days of Rabbi Yerushalayim, there were no restrictions in Eretz Yisrael either. And the Torah is not restricted in any fashion whatsoever. Since there was no din of Yisrael, the tame of Tertasis, the top Tertasis, the Shiluah of Matnus, Loha, Yenari, Zelabiz Mansha, Yisrael Nari. That's how the Gemara says, Dimei Amarim, Loha, Yisrael Nari, as it says, that's their cash. Then the Rashbo points out, if you look in that Gemara in Erkin, the Gemara doesn't really say that there's no din of Ayaret HaMekav HaKadosh. The Gemara says, but the Yari Chaimo. There are two dinim in Ayaret HaKadosh, there are three dinim. One is a Kriyas HaMegillah, okay. The din of the Rabbanah, that you read the Megillah, Shushan Purim, and all Ayaret HaMekav HaKadosh, and then leave out that din of the Rabbanah. Okay, that's a different din. So we can't say now the two dinim deraisa. So the two dinim deraisa, the din of the Chumashah, one is this din, that the Mitzvah is prohibited to enter into the Ayaret HaMekav HaKadosh Shubinun, because it has a special Kedushat Machna, or not Kedushat Machna, a special level of Kedushat, whatever. And the second din is that if you sell a house, what they are saying is, you sell a house in a city that's Mukav Chaim Mercy Shubinun, you only have 1 year to buy it back, and if you don't buy it back within that 1 year, the bias is nechlat, and you don't get it back when it comes to Yerzal. That's the other din. So the Gemara says there, Erkin is all about, Erkin doesn't have the dinim of a Mitzvah, Dinger, Salat, that's in Kalim. That's in the Goyim, that's in Kalim, that's not in Erkin. And Erkin has a dinim of buying back fields. If I sold the field, if I sold the house, when can I buy it back, when can I be poisoned, and so on. What's the minimum time I have to leave it there to look at? And what's the maximum time that I have to buy it back that it shouldn't be nechlat? So the Gemara says there, in the context of what the Yerzal of buying back that you only have within the 12 months to buy back, and if not, then the bias is nechlat. That din only applies to Zvansha and Yoyzal Noyeri. But the Rajba says, but the other din, that in the Torah is Shaleh Chutzla Yoyzal Noyeri, that could be that that's not totally the Yoyzal. That's not totally the Yoyzal. That there should be a difference on the level of their Isa. The other din, that Ayaret HaMekavos Chaimah Shishu Benun, that Zich has nothing to do with the Yoyzal. That didn't even apply to Chutzlaur. The Gemara says if you have a city of Chutz, that you read in the Gila, Shushan Purim, that didn't even apply to Chutz, because you have a city, any city in the world. Prague was all the input, my Prague is a Chutz, so that any city anywhere in the world that had a Chayim on the Yom Yishul Benun, you read in the Gila on the 15th on Shushan Purim? Yes. Like Shushan and Prokya. So that's the Machlaikis in the Rishayim. Whether this din of Ayaret HaMekav is claim on Yimotu Yishu Benun, read the Megillah and says, Vav, Ashir Shem Purim, is it only an Eretz Yisrael or even a Chutzlot? But the Shulchan Aruch Mipatim Eferish, even a Chutzlot, the Gemara is a Eferish like that. Even a Chutzlot, why that's totally a separate din that has nothing to do with it? Kedushas Ayaret, what Prague had a higher level of Kedushas than New York. It all has Tumah Teret on it. It's all Tumah. There was no Kedushas anyway. There's no Kedushas. Eretz Yisrael can discuss which areas have a higher level of Kedushas than which. In Chutzlot, none of the places have any Kedushas. So that's a totally different din. Ayaret HaMekavos Chaimah, and they made a separate takkara that they should observe the mitzvah of Purim and Shushan Purim. That's a different din. But the two dinim that are deraisa, one is the Bati Ari Chaimah, and the one is the Shiluach Tanayim, so there are short quotes one day from Yishayim that distinguishes.
It's a little offense because what that if I met the connection with Eibel?
That the Yaibo is annoying because the whole thing about the Yaibo
has no connection with Yaibo.
Yeah, but the question, about it. The only question is, but how do you explain this din? What is the din? What depends on Yaibo? What depends? Doesn't it mean that the Kedushas are Yaras HaMekav HaKhaimah? Doesn't it mean that this city, that Mukav Chaimah, has a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael? That's how the Mishnah writes. As the Kedusha say, Meretz Yisrael Mekadash is Mekola HaRotsu Shemuz Yenu Meno Oymer Shpeh. That's the first Perek in Kedush. Then it says, Ayaret HaMekav HaKhaimah are more Mekudish than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, that the name HaMishpal Panehem. And Yerushalayim is more Mekudish than Ayaret HaMekav HaKhaimah. Harbayit is more Mekudish, and then the Chil is more Mekudish, and then as you go further and further, till the Kedush HaKhaloshu, till the Bein HaBad. So there are 10 levels of Kedusha. So Ayaret HaMekav HaKhaimah have a higher, in Eretz Yisrael, have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Before they have these two Nafkaminas Ladina. One is the Nafkamina of Bati Yaret HaMekav for Tigyon, for Gula, and the other is the Nafkamina for the Shiluach HaTmeim. So how can you distinguish? If it's Mansha Ein HaYoyvel Noyeg, there's no Kedusha Ayaret HaMekav HaKhaimah. So you say, no, there is a Kedusha. The Kedusha is the same. Lavah, so this din, Lav Gula, This din of Kuba doesn't apply. This din of Kuba doesn't apply. It's related. It's related. Whenever there's no din of Yaigul Noyek, so that special din doesn't apply. It's part of the package deal of the Yaigul. So in other words, that din faces in asking the Kashi against Rashi is working on the assumption. When the Gemara in the end of Erechim derives from a Pasek, then both the Erechim are not knowing Divine Shein or Yaigul Noyek. What does it mean that the special level of Kedusha, the levels of ethics, Kedusha saying, Ayoriz HaMakal B'Shaim of the Kedushas have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of the Eretz Yisrael, that's only Mizman Shai Yevam Noi. Mizman Shai Yevam Noi, the Ayoriz don't have a higher level of Kedusha than the Eretz, they're both Dinah 4 laws. Both the Dinah Shiloh of Kedayim, and the Dinah of Bati Arachayim. And the other Bali, I say, the other Rishayim that the Rosh Bo quotes, they hold that true. The Ayoriz HaMakal B'Shaim have a higher level of Kedusha. Why not? As a higher level of Kedusha. It's just that this special deal of Bati Arachayim, the Dinah of Gula, one big package deal of Gula. Well, you don't have Yaigul Noyek, so you don't have that deal of Gula. Sure. Avana? Sure. In the Gemara, there's a Machlekes HaTanayim and a Machlekes HaMarayim. With the Kedusha Shmiya, there was a Machlekes with the Kedusha Mishayna. The Gemara in Yavam is that they assume that many other places were Eretz Tzolot and Kaddish either once or twice. It's a Machlekes. But one opinion is that when Yeshua Benun came into Eretz Yisrael, and they conquered Eretz Tzolot, took 7 years, and then he divided Eretz Tzolot, took another 7 years. So after the Shevish Akibsha, the Shevish Achilku, after those 14 years, Eretz Tzolot was Niskatsha, the Kedusha Yavamis, and the Kedusha Rishayna that was accomplished in the days of Yeshua Benun, the Kitcha Lashaita, the Kitcha Lashaita, and never disappeared. That opinion is rejected. That's all the Tanoim, most of the Tanoim and Amram say that that's not true. That after the Korban Bayis Rishon, the Kedusha Taharet was Bosla. Whether the Kedusha Hamikdash, whether the Beit Hamikdash, the Shlomo HaMelech Bukh was also Bosla at the time of Korban Bayis Rishon, that's a different Machlokes. That's the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Raita. But what about Kedusha Taharet? Does that accept as Allah that the Kedusha Rishayna that was accomplished in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, the Kiddush B'Chalukir, that was Bosla with Man Korban Bayis Rishon? What about the Kedusha Shnir that was accomplished in the days of Ezra Nehemiah? Mm-hmm. When the Jews came back from Babylon, and they were Kaddish Eretz Yisrael anew, was that Kitcha Lossi Bavai? Do you say that even after the Korban Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha Taharet remained? Or do you say, no, the Kedusha Shnir was also Babylon? So that's also Machlokes in the Gemara, but there, 99% of the Poskim hold that Kedusha Shnir was Kitcha Lossi Bavai. The Rabbah says not, so just the Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer HaTrumah. Rabbeinu Tam had a Talmud. But the name Rabbeinu Baruch takes this in Kutchin, quotes him more often than the other assistants. And he wrote a Sefer HaTrumah, a little less safer, like the signs of the Kitzur Shulchanos. And he has Kol HaTorah Kula there. Not much like the Kitzur Shulchanos tells you. Had a Zab and had a Letzum. Sitzes, Shoifah, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Hilchas Nidah, Mikvah, Kosh Mishpat, everything. One little Sefer HaTrumah. There's another Sefer HaTrumah. That's a big Sefer. By Talmud of the Ramban. That's all Kosh Mishpat. The whole Kosh Mishpat is patterned after the Sefer HaTrumah. But this little safe on Truman, it's also restored for $2.5, tiny little safer. He has on everything. So the safer on Truman, he holds that Kedusha Shniyah was Batla. But the other Rishonim hold that Kedusha Shniyah was led Batla. Yes, so the Allah knows that the Kedusha Shniyah, the Kedusha that was given to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Ezra Nehemiah, was Kitcha Lossi Lavoi. But still, places chapters on Rashi, but the negate to Yoivol not. For sure, there's no Yoivol Bizmana there. Either Bizmana means after the Korban Bayis Sheni, or even during the period of Bayis Sheni, but whatever. After the Korban Bayis Sheni, certainly there's no Yoivol. And the Gemara says at the end of Erech, whenever there's no Yoivol, there's no Bati Arichayim. The Texas assumes whenever there's no Yoivol, there's no Bati Arichayim. What does it mean? There's no Kedusha Tayyaris HaMakov Bizchayim. And the Rosh Bo wants to say, no, there's no Dina of Gulas Bati Arichayim, that special thing, but this higher level of Kedusha. And the city remains, and after me, that's what the Shiloh has meant. Even according to Taisus, some want to say, the Rosh Bo doesn't quote this, but this is in the Svarim, the Achrayim, and the recent Svarim, they want to say, even according to Taisus, who understood that it's not Shein, there's no special level of Kedusha, Sayyar, and Tamil Prophet, the Kedusha goes off, and it gets to both, even their eyes, to both, and it gets to both the Arichayim, and the Guba, and then it gets to the Shiloh to make him. But Yerushalayim is not necessarily Bosla, just like the Rambam holds that the Kedusha Hamikdash was like Bosla from the days of Shlomo HaMelech. The Rambam writes in the Perek Vav Beis HaBchira, the Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis Hamikdash that was Kitcha Lossi Lavoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Po Eishit Tivisiyah." Goes to the Pasuk Yad Yad. He said he wants to Shechina lezaltim in Kaima. The Rambam quotes the point that the Shechina remained there in the Makom HaMikdash from the days of Shlomo Melech took the first Beit HaMikdash. It never was zaltim Yisrael. Even though the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was Batla, but the Kedusha of the Mikdash, the Rambam holds it was Batla. And says it's also right by God. And Rokin says it's right such a possibility. And says it's a Megillah that you can distinguish between the two. And if he holds there's no Kedusha of Eretz, but Kedusha of HaMikdash, you can say there is. That's what some want to say. Those who live in Eretz Yisrael, so one is in the Torah, is going to be restricted. What is he going to be restricted? He won't be able to go in Yerushalayim.
Well, Harabai is
none of us go. You can't really say that he's suffering more than us. But he can't go even to the Yer Atika, can't go down by the coast of Amarodi. So that's an aggravation. All the other Yidden go to down by the coast of Amarodi, and this fellow has a negative Torah, it's very restricted. See, Rashi understood that the restriction is wherever he goes, he has to be careful not to go into Yerushalayim. He can't go here, can't go there. Rashi describes it in this, at every corner there's a near Yerushalayim. How many Yerushalayim were there in the whole Eretz Yisrael? Not so many. The Mishnah Erech in Mishnah. Six in the days of the Shul Benun. But later in Baishay there were much fewer. Because if the whole position to Eretz was Batla, the position to Yerush HaMikadosh was also Batla. And the Gemara says, when they had it in the Kaddish in the days of Ezra Nechem, they had it in Kaddish Eretz Yisrael all over again, they had to designate new Yerush HaMikadosh Chaim, not in Rosh Yishuv Benur, in Rosh Ezra Nechem. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Erech in this school, less than 10, I think. Yeah, less than 10, actually. So what's the big restriction? There are people who live in Eretz Yisrael. There are people who live in Eretz Yisrael. They don't go all these places. I remember once a few years ago, I was standing in the middle of Hebron, and they had a whole truckload of soldiers came, and they said that they were sent to visit the Maris HaMachpelah. And they asked me, the Americans, where's the Maris HaMachpelah? Right over there. They're standing right in front of them. They were born in Eretz Yisrael. They lived there for 25 years. They never saw the Maris HaMachpelah. Like people who live in America, they never saw the Empire State Building, they never saw the Statue of Liberty yet. The guests, the foreigners who came, and then when I came from Philadelphia, they showed us all the sites. They showed us Yeshiva University, and they told us, I remember we were very little time, they showed us that they made the A-bomb here. They showed us the chemistry labs on the fourth floor in the old building, so they thought this is where the atomic bomb was developed. So as little children, we thought that that's such a gewaltig gezach. Later, as we grew older, we thought such a terrible thing. We made the A-bomb, we should realize the whole thing was a flop. That's what they told us. They showed us Yeshiva, they took us to Luigi Siegel, they showed us the Statue of Liberty, all the sites. But the people who live in New York don't necessarily see. According to Rashi, what's the big restriction that he has? That the Messiah can't go into 10 cities? New York, right? Sometimes that's still called the Magdalene thing. So you can say, someone is saying, even if you're old, like this is Kasha, that I always have a cup of time with this man, Shane, I even know it, the whole thing I always have a cup of time is not knowing at all, not just to the Gulas Abbasim, the Gamri not knowing, but Kedusha to Yerushalayim is still there, and the Torah is prohibited to enter Yerushalayim. So that's a cause for Agnes Nefesh. Much more, in Chutzlar, it is not, has no restrictions at all. It's just that people are not going to be so friendly with him because it's, he looks terrible with the Negev Sarah. They don't want to have anything to do with him. So it's a disease, like any other disease. So it's possible that you can envision it as the Yisurim Sholava. But in Eretz Yisrael, where he's restricted, that he can't stop by the Torah Tomorrow, he can't go to the Yir Atika, that's a very restriction. So that you have to assume is a punishment. But that's Tzeis Kasha. They don't like that Terence with Yishua. That's their Kasha, and they reject Rashi's Pshat. So how do you learn Pshat? Hold on, behold who? So Tzeis gives a different Pshat. The Yesh Mefarshim, hold on, behold who? Leaving in Tumen. She says, sorry, there it is too, but Lord, I did all well. Leaving in Tumen for what? Leaving in Tumen for what? Oh, Shumas and Isis. Kohanim used to eat, Kohanim used to eat Shumas and Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Yeah, so that was Bisman by Shani. What about in the days of Rabbi Yechanan? Was there still such an institution? Oh, so the Gemara, right. The Gemara says in either like that. They had Paradumayesh. That Paradumayesh is, the Gemara has a lotion, Chavrayim Medakon de Galilo. In the first parak in either, the Gemara says that the Chavayim, the religious people who live in Tubatara, used to be Natire each other in the Galil because they were expecting Moshiach is going to come and going to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. And they still tried to retain their state of Tara. So that's what Taisus interprets. The Eretz Yisrael, there was still God Kosov, even in the days of Rabbi Yechanan, 100 years after the Korban Hashanah, 50 years, he's a long rep. Yeah, there was still Nizer a little bit in Tumah V'Tahara. So the person who has Tumah Sarad is still going to be, Sof Kosov is going to be still a little bit restricted. So that cannot be, you cannot say that that's only Yisurim Shalah, but that must be Yisurim Shalah for Aver. But in Babel, with no restrictions at all, it's just that it's a very uncomfortable thing, just like any other sickness, like any other disease. So that you can possibly, you can assume that that may be Yisurim Shalah.
The what?
Yeah, he's an Avatum. Avatum, for sure, he's an Avatum.
Yeah.
Rishon. Makes it a Rishon. Yeah. Touches the Kling, makes it a Rishon also.
Yeah.
What about what?
But he doesn't touch.
He can't touch kaling, he can't touch food, he can't touch clothing, yeah. He can't touch people. The other people don't want to become tummy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure. What is that? Maret. I'm not so sure. Is it? I'm not sure myself. Is it Maret? I'm not wrong. I don't know. I'm not sure.
We don't have to divide the trust only as the
When is a Negev Sarat considered a Yisur Shalavo? When is it obviously something much worse than that? Because it causes a lot of Tzar and Agma Tzavish? Well, the same, how about it is? Depends where the Negev Sarat is. If it's underneath the person's clothing and it's not visible, So it's an inconvenience like any other disease. But if it's prepared, everybody sees on his forehead, on his hand, then it's more obvious that then there's more agony, there's more aggravation. So that's obviously more than Yisur Shalavo. There's a big problem in Poskim. How come we don't have the dinim of Saraz, is not on this? But if a person develops a negative Saraz, how come no one ever goes to a skin doctor, who's a Kohen, and has a, or go to a Kohen with a skin doctor, and have the skin doctor tell the Kohen, declare him as an on the tummy, declare that he's Tahara. Declare Tahara, you have to have Kikorim and Karbanas and that, you don't have the Beit HaMikdash. If you come Tahara, you won't be able to. But if he comes Tummy, he said, why not do the first step? The answer is, why did you have Tummy? You can't make the Torah. That's one of the Tayyab mitzvahs in the Torah, that if a person develops a Negasarat, he has to go to a Kohen, and if the Kohen talks to Tummy, he has to suffer with the consequences of Tummy.
Very good.
Why not? Why not? He knows the... No, but there's no cost, there's no...
We don't know
because we don't study the Mishnah. If we study, if a good skin doctor would study the Mishnah, he'd be able to give you a whole lecture. No, he developed, he delivered lectures on the topic. So he'd be able to give you a lecture and explain what's negative, what's not. So if you go to a time when a person has skin nega nearly, he has something, he thinks the nega, let him go, the client will take tenor. That's all done is this. To go, when you have a shiny, you should go to a Korean. The Korean doesn't know the first thing about it, so he'll call in a skin doctor, and the doctor will say Tahar, that's all from it, say Tahar. But if the Korean says, if the Talmud Chacham, or the doctor tells him, you gotta say Tameh, so you should say Tameh also. Why don't we observe that mitzvah? That's Akasha. That's Akasha, that's the Pharisee Shulam, and his commentary on Mishmaim from the Goyim, right, that he asked this Akasha to Rabbi Kivegi, he corresponded with him, they didn't live in the same city. He has a lot of things that he asked Rabbi Kivegi, by that, he quotes a lot from Rabbi Kivegi. Yes, Rabbi Kivegi, the Kasha, they came up with a Shver Teret that you need a Kohen Meyuchas. In order to, just like you need a Kohen Meyuchas to do a Avodah on the Beit HaMikdash, Meyuchas means that we know his Ksav Yichas. Exactly, who his father was his member. Particular advantage, you don't. Right, the Yichum is the right, you don't. But to do a right in the Beit HaMikdash, you do, and all of a sudden, start that line, and to declare Negev Sarat, you also need a Kain Yuchel. Okay, so you see the Kain is Kiroto. He's married to a Kain, the Kain is Kiroto, Taskin, Negev Sarat. That's a Mamish like that. The big problem, why we don't observe Sacharinim, have difficulty understanding, why don't we observe the second year? You can't have Tahara Samatari without Karbonis in the Beit HaMikdash. Well, why don't you have the first test? A person who has something that seems to be a Neged Saras should have to go to a Kohen and have the Kohen talk to him, whether it's Tomei or Tah. He may get stuck for the rest of his life. The Kohen may declare that it's Tomei. Any Mitzvah may be stuck for the rest of his life. And the Mancha Beit HaMikdash Shaykaya, he may become a Mitzvah and it may never heal. It'll never cure. That's Tahara. So even if the Zion is there, you know in advance that it's impossible until the Beit HaMikdash will be built to buses, so why don't? I don't know. Akash, they give different suggestions. They have enough mitzvahs to fulfill. Gemara has to pray on this. Gemara has to learn that from a pasuk, and a chasid and a shiva kinyan mishteh can postpone a few days. And if it's kalamoid, if it's done, we have a right to postpone. So it says, Beyom Hiroiz by Ha... Hanega, the Rashi Achumish quotes in the Mishnah, and Lloyd Cook, the first verse, Yesh Yom Shatter, right? And then Yesh Yom Shatter, right? You got a special kula that you have to postpone. But if it's not a Chosin Shiva Smeh, Mishnah, when there's a Chiyah Simcha, and it's not Yom Shatter, not Kalamari, you have to go that day. And so that day to the Koyin, to show the shine of the Negev Sarah. So how come we don't go? We wait years and years and years. We never go. Amaga Tommy made, Amaga he touched, he becomes Tommy right away, even if he didn't ask a Shiva. And if he didn't know he asked a Shiva, then it's like, why don't you make you were always Tommy? If I'm in Sayro, it's not a great mental matter. If the Shiva didn't say Tommy, the guy's not Tommy.
You clear the house before you have to clear.
It's a Kiddush that is called the Tumah HaYotol in the Gufoy. How can you call it the Tumah HaYotol in the Gufoy if he's not coming to a Kiddush to clear him? Nonetheless, that's a Kiddush that is called the Tumah HaYotol in the Gufoy. The highest level of Tumah. And I'll do my own family group in the story.
You can't be married,
with his wife? During the Shiva, in age zero, after the Messiah gets cured, he has to wait 7 days, and the Shiva, in age zero, in between the stakes of Chai Sarus, is the beginning of the week. Yeah. The end of the week, he brings the whole set of Karbanas in Parshas Messiah, and the Shiva, in age zero, he's also the Tashma Shamita. So do you say, well, the Kavachayim, during Shivit Nesir is after the Tash Meshami, so the Yosh and Mechut Lohawet, Kavachayim is during Yimei Chalutai, when he's in the Torah Mukhlot, so do you say, no, there's no Kavachayim. So that's the Machalek is at Anayim, when the first Torah came out, he's touching. When the Torah Yimei Chalutai,
when you do this, you'll be Manayim from the...
That's the bit of the Torah, you're supposed to go to ask the Shaila right away. That's the bit, you're supposed to ask, you're supposed to become Tali.
Yeah.
So the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yechanan said there are two things that he cannot visualize should be Yisurim Shalav. One was Negoyim. The Gemara says special cases, sometimes Negoyim are Yisurim Shalav and sometimes they're not. In Bodim, when a person has an Eitzik with children, is also, Rabbi Yechanan said, you cannot visualize that should be Yisurim Shalav. Cannot be. Take the Gemara, Bodim, why? Bodim is not Yisurim Shalav. In fact, the Gemara, hey, Chidami, what's the case of Bodim? Bodim has trouble raising his children. It must be something special. So the Gemara is doing something like that. That's normal. Everybody has a tagged book. So what is it referring to? It's not talking about tagged book. It's talking either people Khalil has never had any children, or the children died during the parents' lifetime. So that's the only two possibilities that Gemara could visualize on the book. So the Gemara says, hey, tell me, which of the two is he referring to? He, Lema. If you should say, Dahavaluhu, Umeisu, if Rabbi Yehuda means the parents had children and they died, that Rabbi Yechon, the parents outlive the children. So that's kind of here. Rabbi Yechon says the aggravation is so great, you cannot visualize that should be Yisurim Shalav. That must be as an Oinesh or Averis that he did. The fake thing more, but we know Rabbi Yechon used to go to Yimon Achamovo by people when someone would die, and he would say, look at me, I lost 10 children. He had 10 sons, he had daughters who didn't die, they're all the 10 sons that he had, all the sons died. He used to carry with him a bone. The Homer Rabbi Yechon, when he used to be Yimon Achamovo, he used to say, Dane, this guy used to take out from his pocket and say, this is the bone that he robbed here of my 10th son who died. 10 sons died. So what's the kasha?
So
it doesn't see so high. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Rashi says, a man like a such a holy shadding. He carried the bones that we'll get to in a minute. What's going on? Carrying bones on. You have to bury the bones on. The time that we'll get in a minute. But a couple of it says that he's the Minach Malata. He used to say, look, I lost 10 sons. So Rashi says, so what's the kasha? So Rashi says, the kasha is, how can it be that Rabbi Yechonon, we know, was a heiligat tzaddik, how can it be that he was punished for his great avodas with Yisurim and Nachshon Avo, how can it be? That's what Rashi says. Tosafot says, it's hard to ask a kasha. We have a kasha. Tzaddik Barala Rashi told us, and I'm the kasha, and I'm the man, I'm the daven in the system. We don't know the teretz of that kasha. Yes, Tzaddikim, who suffered so much while I'm there, there must be some teretz, we don't know the teretz. But that's the Gemara's kasha of Yechonon, such a holy tzaddik. How can it be that he's suffering anything other than these two in Shalom? That's a different kasha. That doesn't fit in. They says, no, the shot is like this. He said, go for even Achim Ovo, the other people. And he said, oh, you have to take it in a different sense. Don't get so aggravated. He used to say, look, I lost 10 sons. It's Yisurim Shalom. That's what Rabbi Yechon used to be in Achim Ovo, the Avelim. He said, look, sometimes the Baruch Shalom causes people to die, and you should take it, not because there's a punishment, you don't take it as a punishment, you're going to punish them, what did you do, what did I do, that was such a big affair that I should suffer. Don't take it as a punishment, but take it with a smile. Maybe to still show it. That's the place of sin. This is what Rabbi Yechonon probably used to say to the people who were sitting in Shiva, to be in the Nachamol. So that was the Gemara's kasha. How can you say the Havel Abonim Umeitu? It's the people that children and they died. Rabbi Yechonon himself is the one who says, I cannot visualize that should be so shalom is such a great aggravation. They used to be not a mobile. That is to tell the people, take it with a smile and say, shalom. And for the glory must be, Hello, the Havel Uklau. If a couple never had children, they married for years, they never had children, that Rabbi Yechonon says, the tzar over there is so great, that he cannot visualize that should be Yisroel Shalom. So that he would never be Menachem, he would never console a person to say. But let's say people are married and have no children, so Rabbi Yechonon wouldn't tell them, oh, it's okay, the first one loves you, it's just causing this element. He wouldn't say that's Yisroel Shalom. That's not Yisroel Shalom. So he wouldn't tell a person like that such a consolation. But a person who suffered from other things, a person who lost children, or whatever, remembers it. And then he would say, look, I lost children, and I take it with a smile, say, Shalom. Shalom. Oh, okay. That's right. It was a punishment. It's not a punishment. Okay. But then look at Sophie Attitude.
Which is the great lady you do? Somebody
who
had children or somebody had children
back? The one who never had the children is the great lady. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a man. But if the one had children, he dies also a little man. Now is another discussion that the Rishonim have. What is he doing walking around with bones from a dead body? What happened to the mitzvah kumura? He walks around. There's how many people there? Kahanim? That's a palace. So Rashi says, it was an etzem pachas mikisayra. What's the din of an etzem pachas mikisayra? Not mitami at all.
And mitama.
And that's in Pachas Mikisar is not Mitame at all. Sir is not just a barley grain, it's very tiny. The tzillin has to be, the rest of the tzillin has to be the width of a barley grain. That's
the
barley grain is a tiny thing. It's not Mitame at all. Yes. Not even Mitame the Mardin. Oh yeah, for sure it's not Mitame. In order to be Mitame, you have to have much more than a Sir. So, but in order to be metame, the matzah you have to have kisur. Less than a so, less than a barley grain, is not metame at all. And what happened to the mitzvah k'sura? So it's not metame, there's no mitzvah k'sura. So how much do you have to have from a mate that there should be a mitzvah k'sura? Let's say a person died, and if he dies, let's say blood came out from his body. So are you pleased to bury that blood? Are you pleased to bury that blood? Maybe you can just wash out the garments and let the blood go down the drain. Mm-hmm. That's a different thing. The word Tarvut, Rekha Vatomas, that's a different thing. Tarvut is a big spoon. That's a different thing. If you have a body that's disintegrated and it's turned into Rekha, dust, if you have the word Tarvut, Rekha Vatomas, there's Metamin. That's a special thing. It's a separate thing. But what about...
These are Mitzvah Skura.
So that's a big Shaila and Tosh in Malacha. That's a question.
Nowadays, virtue.
You
cut out the appendix.
That's Menachai. That's another Shaila. That's another Shaila. Eiv Menachai is a tone Kura. But let's first figure out the Amaze. A part of Amaze is a tone Kura. If there's a Tosh Yantuf on Mishnah, it's a Holos. There's a Mishnah in a Holos where it talks about if there's a room inside a room. Let's say the door is closed over here, and there's a Kazayas Menachai. Okay, a closet, whatever. There's a gezeis when I make in the closet. So it is closed off. So all the people in this room are tohar. But the Mishnah says, what do you mean tohar? That's the malachis. This is it. If you have a mace in a room, and you know you're going to have to open up the room to take it out, you're going to go bury it to take it out somewhere. Even before you've opened up the door, you already consider the tumor as if it's in this room. And one time it says that it says to malachis, that this room is ready to come. The other time it says, why? Who says you're going to take it out? Maybe you're going to burn it over there? Yachal of the Sarfah bin Komo. Yachal of the Sarfah bin Komo? What? Cremation? The Jews don't allow cremation. It's against our religion. A body's cremated, we don't say Hesed, you don't say Kaddish, it's terrible. It's terrible. They demonstrate that they don't believe in cremation. Amazing, the Poskim in Europe got so excited about cremation. It's terrible. So what do you mean the Mishnah says, Yachal of the Sarfah bin Komo? How can you burn it in Komo? So it says, Yom Tov, yeah, that Mishnah, quote to the Tirush HaRosh, I think, on the side of the Mishnah, I saw all this, beginning of all this, Perek Shemir. So he quotes in the Meforshim that maybe the Chiv Kura is only if you have a robe of the body. But a miyot of the body, not Mufu Yisrael. So let's say, after the body is dead, let's say the police had to make an autopsy for some reason or another, and they cut out the organs from the body. I swear you're not Mufu Yisrael to bury the organs from the body. You only tell them the Mishnah Kura is only on the robe of the body, and the miyut not. Many other persons disagree, and they hold that it's not correct. The Mishnah said, Yachal the Tarfah bin Komo, what do you do with the Mishnah based on this? So the Min Hatchila quotes the later persons who don't hold like that Tarfah bin Komo, but they say differently. It's totally Zeb to Zeb whether it has tumor. If it's revered down the Amaze, or if it's Kazayim is brought from the Amaze, which is Matame, so the fact that it's Matame, it gives off tumor, that shows that it's called Amaze. But if it's less than it is, not less than a Kazayim, then it's not Matame, so that shows that it doesn't have the status of Amaze. So less than a Rizam and less than a Kazayim Bostar is not Matame, so there's not Tongue. And then if Hasinich is stupid, maybe I should say, just like there's a Dinam Chotashir of Simra Taira, that you're not allowed to eat a tiny bit of kazer. So maybe I should say over here, even a chutz shir, even though less than a kazayis and less than a viz is not mitame, maybe I should say there's still tongue to it. Even the stopping to say the maybe tongue to it, they send a dinner, and then you have chutz shir. The different kind of kazishas have different minhagim on this. Some are very makel on this. So let's say a person dies, so whatever blood came out from the body before the person died, that's not tamen ames, that's not a problem. But sometimes you have a person died, and after he died, you think that blood came out from the body. Do you have to be very massive to bury all of that blood? And he said, no, nothing. Just throw the sheet in the garbage, and sure. Or you wash it out, you get all the blood out, and then you can use the sheet again. So some are very massive, and some are not. That's the issue. Those are the three sheets. Some are made believe in the other of the some. That's the Tarshish Gantam says. If it's not a nation of them, or right from me, even the Rav some is not Tom's word. And others say no, if it's a Raviyazam, it is Tongue Kura, but the Raviyazam is not, like the Mahasimah suggested. And other heavy nations are even marked and less than the Raviyazam. The Rashi over here...
What's
Anevus Machai, the three Tongue Kura, can this... Even Machai, if it's Tongue Kura, no, that's the Shaila. So the Tishkei Shuvah in Yerideya, and the Shimon of Tumas Kohan, who quotes the Shuvah from the Lord of Yehuda, who talks about this. Now the Yehuda says, there's no mitzvah kura in the time the mitzvah kura. Kura is only when it's a mess. When you take an eid menachai, there's no mitzvah kura. But he says you need kura for a different reason. Mishum chashash takol of a kohanim. Because if you take out an eid menachai, you come on the end of kura, the mishnah of kura, learn out from sukkim that eid menachai is mitzvah kimei.
So just like a mace is metame the ohel, not the matzah ohel, so also an eight menachai is also metame, and kohanim are prohibited to be metame the mason, and they're prohibited to be metame to an eight menachai. And then the Nebi Yehuda says, and even if I'm a kohen, and they cut out, an eiver from me, from my body, I'm not allowed to be metame to my own eiver. I'm not allowed to keep
the eiver.
Yeah, in order to be labeled as an eiver, I have to have also given by some. You have to have together, let's say this. You have to have all that. This is called eiver, Mishnah Halacha. This is an eiver, every joint is an eiver. And you have a little bit of butter, a little bit of a gift, and a whole lesson. You have to have a whole lesson. You only have, let's say, if you take a leg, it's a very long bone, and you break an hair, that's not called an eiver. Even though half a leg is so big. And this little part of it, that's an extra showing that the whole bone has a little butter and has a gita on it, so that's called, that's how you count up to the Amachi bone. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You already have just the hands and the toes alone is a lot. So in order to be called an Eva Menachai, you have to have to give myself. Or the Rambam says, if it's an entire Eva Shabbat, let's say over here, it's only called an Eva, you have to give myself. So let's say take out a whole tongue or a whole liver, and it has no bone in it. I don't know. He's going to die. I don't know. The Rambam says that sometimes if you have a paper shalom, the Rambam, I'm not sure exactly how all the details, but the Rambam says if it's an entire paper shalom, not something like over here, part of a finger, if it's an entire paper shalom, then you don't need the atonement, then you don't need it. You have to look at the Rambam exactly when it applies, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
No, that's a big problem. If you have Eichmann Achai, you can't let it go in. So the Nadi Yehuda says the Koyin from whom they remove the limb is not permitted to keep the limb around the house because he's not permitted to be mitami to his own body. That's a mate. So the Nadi Yehuda says it's true, we should chashash takover, we should get rid of it. But he holds that it's not a mitzvah for it. So who are the Nami if you incinerate it, if you burn it? But he's very good going to base that for it. Also just as good. Ramesha Feinstein has a tshuva, and he claims in his tshuva that it's from Kvura Mamish. That it's a mitzvah of Kvura. Ibn Achai has a mitzvah of Kvura on it, and you're not allowed to burn it, and you're not allowed to let them bury it in the Goyish. The seventh day you have to die, Zafke have Kevi Yisro. As a right from the Gemara in Tzaytan,
Just make a separate kevah.
I'll put it in someone else's kevah. You can't bury two bodies together in the same kevah. Yeah. But this is not a body. This is been buried in there.
Why don't you say it's not a Gemara.
Moshe has a Gemara. He claims that he has a Gemara. The Gemara has a Havamina that is Koyin. A kohen is not permitted to be mitame the mason. Unless it's one of his own kohen. So what if it's not his father's body? What if it's an eiver min achai from the father? The Gemara had a habamin and says it's up gimel that the kohen is permitted and obligated to be mitame to the eiver min achai of his father. What is he permitted and obligated in order to bury it? Because we talk to you every day. The only time the kohen is permitted and obligated to be mitame the mason is for the sake of purim. Not for the sake of food, not allowed. Only when it has something to do with the kavurah. So a major sign is, if there's no mitzvah kavurah at all, I make when I die, like the Nebbi Yehuda said, what's the haba mean of the Gemara? But she said, right, the Gemara does come to it. But the other Achrayim from 100 years before, 150 years ago, they also brought that raya. And the Maskana, they said that's exactly what the Maskana was. They said that's the Maskana Tegmar, that it's not told to us. That's what they're saying, it's not permitted to be the Talmud. Or others said that wasn't even the Havamina. Others said that was never the Havamina Tegmar. The Havamina was, if you have the Koyan's father had removed, they cut off his arm, they amputated his arm. And now the father died. When they amputated the arm, for sure there's no mitzvah for it. Now the father died and the Kohen is permitted and obligated to mitame to the father to bury the body. So what about to bury the arm also? What about to bury the Eiv Menachai together with the mace? So that's the discussion of the Kohen. But just the Eiv Menachai alone, when the person is still alive,
Not after any time, there never was even a half a minute. That is no mitzvah school at all. And others say, no, that was the half a minute, like Moshe said. And what kind of was that math? That's enough, please. That's not the
record. Did he
cut the nails? Yeah. That's it, yeah. The Gemara says, the chassid is kai drawn, but that's not... The Gemara says, the chassid is kai drawn. How does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, when you cut off your fingernails, the Gemara says a Russia zarkon, a Russia doesn't care. The Gemara says it's dangerous if an Isha Mubarak walks by the fingernails. Yes. Why is it dangerous? Because you may have been caught twice. Because the Medrash says that when it's walking through the Machaba, the entire body was coated with protective nails. And after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, which we assume was attributed to more so to Chaba than to Adam, So after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, so Adam was cursed, all of humanity was cursed and punished. The first of all, they lost the whole nail covering, they only have it on the fingers and on the toes. And then there was another punishment, another curse, that they had to tell the Bonim, that they have Tsar Ibur and Tsar Leza, and so on and so forth, so the... For Anisha Moberi to test my nails, that'll be my earth over the Kitru. I know that she should have trouble during carrying the pregnancy and delivering the baby, she should have told later on. So that's a really Kavegi cause. That's supposed to be the reason why nails that are just cut off are dangerous for a pregnant woman. So the Gemara says, when a person is a Russia, and he doesn't care about being magic others, that's the definition of a Russia. He doesn't care about being magic other people, so then he'll just kill these Arkan. He throws his nails out, he doesn't care whom he's going to cause a headache to or a headache to. If the person is a tzaddik, then he'll be kaivron. He won't be zargon. If he's barachas, if he's kaivron, so someone may unearth it, someone may dig it out from them, and by then they serve as a far-fetched possibility. And they serve as a sakana phoenician will bear it. If someone else will dig it out, but if the person is barachas, then he's sorfon. If he's even more sorfon, but you're not allowed to burn a dead body, how can you burn the nails? Obviously, to the Gemara, it's a very shiraya. This is no mitzvah kvura on the nail. It's kvura mishum takola that it shouldn't serve as a danger for the Isha Mubarak.
You're telling me two pieces of wood of
Okay. But the pastor says there's certainly no mitzvah kvura. Certainly no mitzvah kvura.
This is very hard to talk. This comes down to my empathy to the future of the system.
Yeah, Kedem had like that. Kedem had like that based on Yitzchak. That when Yitzchak was alive, he was punished that all of his limbs fell off, and then it says, the Ikbaros of the Orei, how does the Orei throw something? I think Rashi quotes the Medrash, that different parts of his body were buried in different places, and then after he died, they collected all the parts of the body and they buried it in the same place. The Tzitzchit Shuvah quotes that really. That's the shayla here. What was the bone? The Rashi says the bone was pachas mikisrayra. The Rashi seems to be saying two things. This pachas mikisrayra solves two problems. Number one, it solves two problems. Isn't going to be mitami everybody? How does he walk around with it with a bone? So the answer is pachas mikisrayra is not mitami. But it seems to be serving as an answer for the other question also. What happens to the mitzvah skvura? So he seems to be saying whenever it's takatame, there's some mitzvah skvura. What do you do if you all like the other side of the mechaskina? The Gezer is not like the mechaskina of Chiddush. That's what the Maaseh says, that even a Chazish Shir is also Tom Kmura. But Mamish against Rashi. That if you all like the other side of the Haskinuch, you have to say a different shot. So on the side of the Gemara, the left-hand side, they call it another two shotim. The Arach learned shot that it was a bone. A bone.
A tooth.
There's certainly not mitame when it's detached. If you have a dead body, and it's made of touching the skin, you touch a tooth. And the tooth is attached to the dead body. So then it's in all of it. It's part of the dead body. It's the tummy. Like if I touch any part of the body, it's the tummy. Touch it now. But if the tooth is detached, even detached after he died, then the Halacha of Mishnah says that the tooth is not the tummy. And obviously the tooth is not Tom Kvur either. Some have a chumrah that when you go to a dentist and he pulls out your teeth. Some people ask for it to bury it. In order to bury the teeth. It's just not going to have that for me. The fact is under the bed, it's not
Tom Sawyer. Yeah. When we talk about Dolomir, that has to be not in contradiction between not having Klal or having. Because it could very well be when we talk Dolomir, it's not necessarily like you remember that the children died, and big children, they're very, very common, and most of the children who died as infants, therefore could have been doing 6 weeks, a month, 6 weeks, so therefore the reason they remind me of the little bones, so therefore it's much, much more common sense when we talk about born children, but they live 30 or 40 years, it's going to be a baby. They had a baby, and therefore they never really were fulfilled as children, therefore it's much like a big
And the other suggestion that they call on the side the Yeshua Pershing, Dane Garmadas, he loved it, doesn't he? He walked around with a bone from the baby who died. He walked around from a chicken bone, from a piece of flesh that they served at the Sudas Havruah. Because the Zman HaGemara, that's how the Rishonim point out, the Zman HaGemara practice was that they gave a fleshy meal to Sudas Havruah. There's one day that I was not only put one thing that the friends and the relatives, the Shem, are unrelated to the Sudas Havruah, that it is the Gemara, that when a person comes home from the Beis HaKvarit, that the Sudas Rishonim on the first day of Avelis, someone else has to give him the Sudas Havruah. So the Havruah is Mari, and the bottom of the Rambam says, what do you have to give? So we give the bagel, eggs, whatever, round things. Yeah. My cousin told me that once a Pesach, someone called him up, what do you give for a Sudas Havruah? They forgot that it was Pesach. He didn't know who it was before. They said, many years did you give bagels and the difference? He said, you give bagels and then he hung up the phone. Then he realized, they're going to go buy bagels on Pesach. He didn't know who to call back. He didn't know who to call back. Cost of a Pesach bagel? Yeah, okay. So we give today all kinds of things. But what are they giving the days of the Rishonim? So the Hagbos Maimon, he says that he's supposed to give Pesach by Yayin. Yayin is based on the Gemara Sanhedrin. Yayin, Elo, the Nachem, Boy, Yisav, Elo, Shalem, Tzimu, Shecha, Elo, the Yayin, the Mari, Nefesh, that they should drink away the sorrow. That's what Yayin is for, that's what the Gemara says. And the Pesach, that it should be. Yayin is not what it should be. He says it's that. No, the Gemara doesn't know. The Nachem, Boy, Yisav, so that's what this shot on the side says, that he used to walk around with a bone from the flesh that was served. It wasn't a bone from the baby. Yes. Then all the kashas are wrong. There's no kasha of tumah, there's no kasha of kvura. Everything is glass. No, the Mishnah says there is Sudas Havruah. The Mishnah. Even though there's no Avelis, but it says there is Sudas Havruah. So it says it's something whether there's Sudas Havruah, Yantar or not. But there is a Levaya Yantar, a Levishan Yantar, Erev Yantar, there is Sudas Havruah. That's Erev Yantar Tesa. Why that's what you mean. No, the different opinion is when is Sudas Havruah. So one opinion is the first Sudas, he's not allowed to eat Mishaloi. Whenever he eats the first Sudas. So let's say he comes home from the cemetery, it's already 10 minutes before the Shkia. So he can't eat Sefer Mishaloi. And we don't pass like that. We pass that it's only the first Sudas on the first day. If the first day went by, then the next day he's allowed to eat Mishaloi. Even if the Avedis is not, let's say it's a regular Shiva for 7 days, weekdays, let's say. Second, also, we say there's no Sudas Havruah on the second day. Sudas Havruah is only Sudas Rishonah, the Yom Rishon. So only Sudas Rishonah, the Yom Rishon. If it's the second day of Shiva, then there's no Sudas Havruah. But Chalamayit is the same Shemishnah that there's Sudas Havruah. Yom Tov says it's a Shiva. Yom Tov says it's 2 days, but he has Sudas Havruah on Yom Tov. Chalamayit says the same. That's the shadow. What does that indicate? The fact that you have Sudas Havruah and Chalamayit, what does that indicate? Does it indicate that Havruah has nothing to do with Avelis? That it has to do with Nicham Avelis. That the neighbors want to make them feel good. So just like there's Nicham Avelis division on Yom Tov and Chalamayit. The Nicham Avelis, so you have Sudas Havruah also? Or should you say no? That maybe Sudas Havruah is not really an union of Nicham Avelis. It's really an union of Avelis. It's a basic shadow. What is Sudas Havruah all about? Is it that the Ovel has to demonstrate his helplessness when he's at a loss? Is it, even if he's not at a loss, he has to demonstrate clearly he's at a loss, that he can't even take care of his basic needs. Hungry, he can't even make his own food, he has to come on, he has to get some neighbors to give him the food. Or no, that it's a gesture of kindness on the other people's part, that they should show, let's say the guy lives in Boybrick, and Boybrick is full of Jews. Let's say he lives in Ashkosh. There are no Jews in the city. Does he say he has to fast the whole day, wait till Yom Sheni? Or does he say, no, the only reason why the Ovel is also Lechem Mishaloh is to be Shema, to give the other people an opportunity to do their mitzvah. Let them be Menachem Ovel by giving him the Sudas. But if he knows in advance that no one's going to give, let's say no one in the city has any kosher food. So no one's going to give him any Sudas. I live in the neighborhood, they're all going and they're all off trade. No one's going to give him anything. Since he'll have to eat on the first day, Mishaloh. Is it a din of Yil Gavel that has to demonstrate helplessness? Or is it a din of Nicham Avelis? If it's an aspect of Nirma Averim, then there's no kasha. How come it's Loig and Cholomai? Even if it's a din of Averim, you can also say that this certain aspects of Averim are Loig and Cholomai. Are Loig. Even on Yantav, let's say the din of Shloishim are Loig. Only the din of Shiva are not Loig and Yantav. The Dinam of Shloishim
Anoi.
If it started before, the Shloishim, if the Shiva was over, the Shloishim began, then it breaks.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Kovas makes a Boregel, so then the Shloishim begins right away. The Yontav is over for Shloishim. You see that certain aspects of Avelos are not considered a Sphere with Simchas Yontav.
Yeah.
A Kvura. And the Shloshim begins right away. Yeah, that's right. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has that shining one says, yeah. The Shloshim begins right away, and the Shiva begins later, the middle of Shloshim. He observes Shiva in the middle of Shloshim. Okay, that's Mesa Baragam, that's it. And it's in the right, it's like the Shabbat. But the Shabbat, the Pharisee, that you have available for the Tzina. And Yom Kippur is the Rambam in Tzitzis. The Rambam says no, not at all. And we pass from our Tzitzis in the Shulchan Aruch. There are more passages like this. The Rambam of the Tzina is like, either Shiva, from Shiva Tzina and Tzitzis. Either certain aspects of Avelis are not considered a type of the fact of the Yom Kippur. So it's not a tell, how can you have a food that's held wrong for the money? It's the Pharisee Mishnah. How can you have it if there's no Avelis? It's not a question. People once discussed what's it been in some communities. It's uncomfortable for the type of tradition or whoever for the people to come to give a Sudas Avur. The divide is going to be over. The Avur is going to come home 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a very inconvenient time for people to come and bring a Sudas Avur. Is there anything wrong if they come the night before and they leave the Sudas Avur in the refrigerator and they come tomorrow when you come home at 2 o'clock, you take the sat and eat this meal? Is that okay or not? The issue is the pchin of nicham avelim. So the Chavis doesn't make sense. So the Mishnah says the Asa Menachem is Sabo, because she makes a little bit fun of. And that's to do an act. Also,
yeah,
I go over to the person who just lost his relative and I say, now there's nothing to say, but tomorrow, it's up 2 o'clock, I'm walking in Atnes. That's actually, tomorrow you'll realize that the Rebbe Shalom is going to be helping us. The Chavis doesn't make sense to do anything before. But if he say that it's not a din of Dicham Avelim at all, it's a Nihil Din Avelim, but he's also referenced it's an Eastern on the Avel. So I tell him, look, tomorrow you're not allowed to eat when you come back, you're not allowed to eat your own, but I prepared the food, so you won't have any problems tomorrow. So you're going to eat the food that I prepared, so then it will be okay. That's a Shailin Din.
Now we pass. It's a Shailin Din.
But it's a Bracha, I feel that he should. I didn't think that. So it's a tefillah. I don't think that he will. I don't know.
He should or
he will. No. We talked, you know, we should be saying we don't need them. If we're not hungry, till the light on. There's no Siddur Tavon. No need for Siddur Tavon. Now the Gemara is talking about sicknesses, so the Gemara talks about healing the sick. So that's a way to heal the sick, either by getting a good doctor or with a good rebbe, with a chiddush rebbe. So the Gemara says, "Abirchen and cholash." Once upon a time, Abirchen had a chiyah barabba cholash. So chiyah barabba got sick. Oh, the gaber Abirchen, so Abirchen came to visit him. Amar lo, Abirchen asked chiyah barabba. Chaviv alachi, yisurim. You enjoy suffering? Do you hold that this is yisurim shalahava? You enjoy it? Or would you prefer to get rid of it? He says, "I'd rather not have the whole thing." Amar lo, why have a car? Even if it is yisurim shalahava, he doesn't want the whole thing. A Malay, have the yodas, give me Yad La Yode, so he shook his hand, he yuk me, and he got him out of bed. So that was his, they said the Lachidish Rebbe, so had the ability to do these moksas. They shook hands with the Chayla, and they wished him a Refuah Shleima, and that was it. And they had the Refuah Shleima on the spot, and they walked out of bed. So once Rabbi Yechanan got sick, Rabbi Yechanan called us, Allah Gaber Chani, another person came in. Another time that I read, Amr al-Khabib and Rafi Sur, you enjoy the Yisur, you hold it to Sur Shalab, Amr al-Khabib saying this Yadav, Allah Hevel Ashkar, Amr al-Khabib al-Yadav, give me your hand, he shook his hand, gave him a bracha, do, beg the Gemara, but Rabbi Yechan, it was Allah, he did it, you can only do this mitzvah if you're someone else who's not sick. That was the Gemara's question. Beg the Gemara, my, am I looking at Yechon and I'm saying, why didn't he have the ability to heal himself? And the Gemara doesn't work in Chavish Matar Asim Beis Hoshem. Rabbi Lozer Cholash, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lozer got sick. All the Gaber Rabbi Yechon, so the Rebbe came to visit us. The Gemara says in the Sugya of Vika Chelen in Masechet Nedarim that the din of Vika Chelen is a chid, even a Rebbe is mechid to visit a Talmud. Even though the Rebbe doesn't have all the same chiyuvim to Talmidim as Kaverim has to each other, as people have to each other, but Vika Chelen, that chid he does have. The Bunch of visited our Pope, so there are even a Rebbe to a Talmud, we shouldn't point that out. Even a Rebbe to a Talmud, there are when the Bunch of visited our Pope. Rav Lozer once got sick, and the Rebbe of Rav Lozer came to visit him. Because of having forgotten the Bais Ophel, he saw the house was very dark. Gal Yeladare, so he rolled up his sleeve. And Rav Yechon rolled up his sleeve, but not on the Hiro. And the room was lit up. Family had very white skin.
Something that he had a radio light up.
A certain radio. The radio light once said about the room is that it doesn't mean that he had Quran or phone off. His personality sort of. Made it listening.
Okay.
Okay. Chazi, so when it became light in the room, that's a literal translation. I don't know what the idea is. He wrote that the prison became listening in the room. So he noticed that Abdullah was crying. Chazi, what are you crying about? He's crying, he's going to die. He's going to die. So what is he to cry about? He's going to go to the Yom HaDin. The fact that he's going to die, somehow that doesn't bother him. Why is he crying? He says, what are you afraid of the Yom HaDin? If you shouldn't serve the Vayashis, if you're crying that you didn't learn enough Torah, what they're going to punish you for not learning enough Torah. There's no problem, Shalino. The Mishnah says, Echad Amad, Echad Amad. But you have a legal Russian mask. The Mishnah says you bring a carbon minchah, it costs you $1. You bring a carbon bain, it costs you $500. And the same Russian appears in the Chumash in connection with the carbon minchah, in connection with the carbon bain. I bet it costs more money. So the Mishnah would be right from this post, the Kecher Amad Rechamam, but you have a legal Russian mask. If he's a multi-millionaire, he brings a carbon minchah, and it's not. If an army brings a carbon minchah to him, the dollar that he spends is the same thing as a multi-millionaire, spends $500. So he says, so what's the problem? You learned as much Torah as you could, so you don't have to worry about that. What does that mean? And if you're aggravated, that you suffered a whole lifetime, and you were poor, you led a poor life, love called on him as a mistake of honest. So what is it to cry about? The fact that your children died, he shows them, then Garmadasi robbed you. So you shouldn't, there's nothing to cry about. Yeah. Nothing to cry about. Amalei is about to die. He has nothing to cry about. The fact that he's going to die, that's his only reason to cry? Yes. Amalei, he's crying. He was a good-looking fellow, of brother. So he says, I feel bad that I'm so handsome and I'm going to be buried in the ground. I'm crying that I'm so handsome and my beauty is going to go to waste, so I'm going to be buried. So Rabbi said, that's what you're crying about, that's not a good reason to cry. I don't understand anymore. Oh, my leg. I don't bother for buckies. That's a good reason. Bucket shot by you. So he sat down and he also cried. So I get an also cry. There must be some cover, do you enjoy having these sufferings? The Surah Shalahaba only accomplishes whatever it's supposed to accomplish, we learn there three. If he's a tablet, may I have it. But if he says, why even that's I'd rather not have it. But not, then I'm yet going to give you a book. What do you have to go through the whole discussion with the Christ?
Otherwise, why you have to ask?
Why he was crying?
That's why.
So That lesson, I should be the goal of the hour. That means a handsome person is going to be there. He just has a cold now. He just has a cold and he's
going to be there.
Yisurim is not necessarily that the person suffers physically. What happens if he suffers a loss of money? They steal his car, or they ransack his house, or they burn down his house or something. The burglar writes down both these sorts. The Gemara tells us that Rabune had a hefted moment. Tachifulei, Arba Meir Dani Gachamra, 400 barrels of wine. He had vineyards of grapes and he made wine out of it. And the wine got sour and it turned to vinegar. So it was a hefted moment because wine is much more valuable than vinegar. Vinegar is much less expensive. Tachifulei, it became, turned into vinegar, 400 barrels of wine. All the Gabei Rav Yudech, with the Rav Salah Hasida, the Rabban, and Rav Yudech, the brother of so-and-so, with the other Talmidim came in, and another version has the Yamira, another version of the story is Rav Ad, the Baraham of the Rabbanon, different person with the Talmidim, Rabban, he's a Talmidim, the Yomulei, and they told the Rebbe, the Tesha says over here, when a person suffers a hefted, so right away, the Talmidim can figure out what the Nidah can make it, what the Avera was. We have Tati Viralo. A lot of people suffer, so we can figure out. The Tati says, no, the Maitre Shoy was over here, they knew that this Rahun had a certain Chisar. So he used to cheat his workers. He didn't pay them the full wages, so they said they were trying to give him a hint without dropping him over the head that you suffer the head of the moment because you cheat on the workers. That's why the Nashman, they caused you to lose 400 barrels full of wine. So they asked him a question. Well, not Shayla. Maybe you should look into your actions. Maybe you'll be able to figure out, like, part of the business went sour. Maybe you don't deal properly in business. Maybe it's a neither can make a neither the way you run your business. Maybe you should think over. Maybe the Nashman, this is an Einish. Hamadahu. So he said to them, Micha Shidna the Einichel, what do you think I seek in business? I'm an honest person. What do you think the first woman is going to cause you a hepsis for no reason? The Rabbuna tells the Talmidim, no, sir, if anybody heard anything that I do improperly in business, name her. The Talmidim are corrected. But they said he heard that you cheat your workers, that you don't pay them the full salary that they deserve. They didn't want to give them over the head right away, but if he asked, now that you mention it, we heard a rumor, maybe, what, when you have an orange, when you have an orange that takes over the vineyard for you, or the field, or whatever, he does all the work, the field belongs to you, a sharecropper, so you can make up an agreement, what percentage he gets, what percentage of the revach the work he gets, what percentage of the revach goes to the balabas. This division of the percentages not only applies to the payers, it even applies on the branches and on the twigs and on everything. If that's the agreement, if that's the meaning of the, and they knew that he used to cheat the worker, that he only gave him whatever, 30% of the wine, and he didn't give him the 30% or the 45% of the wood, of the shirisha, ma'alisa. We heard that you cheat your workers, ha'chishmi alam. We heard it actually, the la'yayiv mar, the corner with respect, the la'yayiv mar, shirisha ma'alisa. Amalahu, he told the Talmidim, what are you talking about? My workers are such kind of in, they've robbed me, instead of taking 30% of the wine, they take 60% of the wine. So when I don't give them the twigs, the 30% of the twigs, I'm just trying to get back part of the money that they stole from me. It's not even yet. I didn't even take back from them as much as they took from me. So he told the Talmidim, Bama Lahu, the Rabbuna told the Talmidim, Nikashavikli leaving me, eh? Does the work of the artist, does he leave anything for me? A Kaganev Lekulei. He comes everything for me. He doesn't leave anything. He takes so much from the payers. He doesn't leave anything for me. I don't even get back
what type of
the hefty. on the way to the Talmud and Talmud Rabbunim. Nonetheless, if somebody steals money from you, and instead of bringing him to a interior, you steal back from him. So it's also called an act of Geneva. So either down the issue, that's the expression that people say, once the Geneva Gunners, someone steals back from the Gunners stole from him, steal back, the Torim, the time of Torim, and it has the flavor of Gambinim. So it's also an Aveira of Geneva. That's the Gemara of Babakana. Gemara quotes the Machlech Yisatanoid about that. Does the Lava of Geneva only apply when I'm stealing someone else's money? Or does it even apply when I break into your house and I steal back my person?
You know,
you stole from me and I steal back from you. So one time in Ingmar, Ingmar says, Ben Bakba Blayna. And the Sukhya Ben Ezra also Ben Bakba. And the Sukhya Rabbi Din Yom, he's not saying, oh, right, so Ben Bakba says, right, that if someone stole my property, I'm not allowed to sneak into his house in order to steal it, to do an act of Geneva, even though I'm not going to be mouse in his mouth. Because he holds, this Ben Bakba calls that the Yisur of Geneva is not an Yisur of Ben Orma Havero. Mouse of Yenim Gil. That's Zela. You see, Geneva is an Yisur Midas. You're not allowed to train yourself to do sneaky things, to do things stealthily. Because if you train yourself, if you do an act of sneaking, then this will lead you to do such acts to be mouse in someone else's moment. So what should you rather do? You should dash down the door, slam the door down, and pop him in the face, and tell him to his face that this is mine and I'm taking it. So why is that an Yisur like signal? But the answer is no, there's not a signal. Why? So why does Leish Signal? So I don't know how Kinnick explains, because Leish Ignaibu is not the same as Leish Signal. Leish Ignaibu is not an Issa because I'm not forgetting. Like it's not an Issa Midas, you're not allowed to do that Midas Ross. So even if the tacklist that you're doing it for is in order to retrieve your own money, it's still an Issa Midas on the Guna of Leish Ignaibu. But Leish Signal is not an Issa Midas, Leish Signal is an Issa not to be mouthed to the other one. That's what Gunnar Hasina draws the distinction between Gnevin Zela and the Rambam Shizhi Fanta. What about Gezalakum? So he says, in the Rambam would appear that Geneva Zakum is an Issa Deraisa. And Gezalakum perhaps is not. Because Geneva, it doesn't matter whom you're stealing from. Geneva is an Issa Nidara. Not because you're going to be mastered the other person. Even if you steal back your own money, it's still an Issa Deraisa. Mashenikin Zela, that's an Issa because you're causing a hazard to the other party. But then it's actually discussed. Maybe Gezalakum should be Musa. Maybe it's telling that it prohibited us from being mastered the Akum money, maybe the Tosik implies when I put his brother, gave the time to Bnei Yisrael. Some of the Yisrael, my mother Bnei Yisrael, just took off the Yisrael being mastered, no, maybe. But the Yisrael Gnevi is an Yisrael Midas, it's a different Yisrael. Oh, that would have been fine, but because he didn't. And he made believe as if there were only 10 pounds of twigs, and he's giving him their 30%, and they're really 50 pounds of twigs, and he fooled them into believing that he's giving them the full amount. So that's why they kind of to him, Tosik Gnevi is gone at the time of time. That you're going to back what they stole from you, you're doing it to Gnevi, you're fooling them, but you also have the time of Gnevi, so they told them you shouldn't do. Amalahu, they told the Talmidim, you're right, I made a mistake, I'm not allowed to do it. Kabil Nolai, I'm a Kabul. See, I hit my leg, I will give back the workers what they deserve in the Shadisha. So in Hashemayim, they talk to it that everything straightened out. What happened? So the two versions of what happened, because the army, some have the final line in the story was, Hada Kalam Adi Khamra. The mess occurred and the vinegar turned back into wine. Another version was, it wasn't a nice nigla, it was a nice nista, a different kind of a nista. That normally the Darach HaTeva wine is much more valuable, much more expensive than vinegar. And here a nice nista occurred, and the vinegar, the prices of vinegar went up, it's not midnecham. And they were selling vinegar for the price of wine. In Parshas Vayetzev, you read the way Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esau, and he promises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes a nether, what the Shulchan Aruch calls a nether b'yesh tzara. Mitzvah leader b'yesh tzara, the Parshas Vayetzev, the Yaakov's nether, Lamar. Why does it say Lamar? Pesach and Chum, and here the third middle source, Pesach and Chum, that Pesach, quotes the Bereshit Rabbah on this Parshas. The Gemara says in Yumer, in the first paragraph, it says, Vajab Hashem Moshe Lema. What does the word Lema mean? So Lema doesn't mean that the Lord spake unto Moses saying, No. Hashem said to Moshe, Leymah Yisrael, that he should say to Yisrael. That if not for the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him to Bnei Yisrael, he would have been prohibited to say it over, because he learned after that part of Leymah, that if I tell you something about what my salary is in the yeshiva, I'm planning to leave, I like not to leave, I don't like not to leave, whatever Lashon Hara I tell you, so it's understood you're not allowed to tell it over to anybody else unless I give you explicit permission. Even though I never said keep it a secret, if I don't say the fairies keep it a secret, and I don't say the fairies, you have the right to tell it to whoever you want, so you're not allowed to tell it over. That's an excuse to tell it over. I have to make it clear to you that it's permissible. So that's what the word Leymah means by Dabba Shem Al-Moshe, Leymah Yisrael. So the Medrash says, so what does it mean here by Yigi Yankif Nether Leymah? The Tosafot says that the word Leymah means saying. And Yankif took a Nether saying, colon. So what Leymah means, what does that mean? Was colon? The Medrash says, no, Leymah Lezaber. Either Yankif Nether, Yankif Avina took a Nether, he's running away from Esav, and he was worried and nervous and scared and frightened. He took a Nether, Leymah Lezaber, to teach the future generations of Bnei Yisrael that when they are the Yesh Torah, they should also take a Nether, to meet the leader of the Yesh Torah. The Shulchan Aruch, the Post can point out that a Nether of the Yesh Torah has a special din, and it's not proper to be initial on such a Nether. Doesn't apply here, right? Even though Tov HaShem HaSin, the Tov HaShem HaSin, the Nether Talikar, it's not proper ever to take any part, but still, it's meet the leader of the Yesh Torah. That's what the Rishayim said there, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is certainly an Yesh Torah, because of Seret Yom Yeshuvah, and even on Pesach Shuvah Silk is also an Yesh Torah, because these are the Yimei HaDin. The Yimei HaDin, it's an eighth Torah. The person says that it's not proper to be Nishal and a net of the eighth Torah. I promise you, the Baruch Hu, I'll do this, and the sky's there, you should dematzel me. And then I get my refuah, and then I don't say my head of the deal. So I'm going to back out, I'm going to be Nishal, my head of the deal. So the Baruch Hu might be Nishal, and he may back out his head of the deal. I promise the net, so what did Yankel Lita promise? He promises he's going to make a base on English, he is base on the team, he's going to build a bit of Baruch Shalom on his back and a base on English, and he promises to give a lot of stalkers. Kol HaShepita Li, Asher HaSvenu Loch. What exactly does it mean? So Pashu Shad, he promises that he's going to give. Mike has suffered. Asher HaSvenu Loch, like it says by Avon Avinu, Yitel HaMais in the Kol. Avon Avinu gave Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Mike has suffered. But the Gemara says in Subas on Daf Nun, why does it say twice? Asher HaSvenu. They said, my father only gave one meiser, I'll give it double meiser. I'll give a meiser and a meiser is a chaymish. What does that mean, I'll give a chaymish? So the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi, and the Bavli doesn't say this. And the Bavli in Ksuvah Zachmunah says, the proper thing is that everybody should give meiser itself and one-tenth to Stokir. What if the person wants to give a little more than one-tenth? Wonderful. But what if he wants to give too much? The Gemara says, on the basis of all your basis, yes, the chaymish. The maximum you should give is a chaymish, and it's learned out in this passage. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, that's a little different. That's what has chilas, the mitzvah in Amud quotes to give chaymish. The proper thing is to use chaymish. If the seller wants to be cheap about it, then if he gives my something, and we won't penalize him. But the proper thing is that the doctor has chilas to give chaymish. Chavetz Chaim has a mitzvah to Abbas Chesed. He has all anichas about this. He quotes the Rambam, and he shows where the Rambam got it from Yerushalmi. This is a din that many people are not careful about, Maisik Sofi. But the marker for Maisik Sofi is this one. That will all be Megatni.